trained the ailment chemical spill sends Kentucky into state of emergency. By Olivia Rondo on November 23, 2023. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear, D., declared a state of emergency in Rockcastle County after a Wednesday train derailment caused a chemical spill, resulting in health hazards and evacuations. At least 16 CSX train cars were involved in the incident in the small town of Livingston, including two cars that were transporting molten sulfur that caught on fire, according to a news release from the transportation company. At approximately 2:23 p.m. today, a CSX train derailed north of Livingston, Kentucky. Preliminary information indicates that at least 16 cars were involved, including two molten sulfur cars that have been breached and have lost some of their contents, which are on fire. When it burns, molten sulfur is known to release a toxic gas called sulfur dioxide, which can also occur naturally when a volcano erupts. According to the American Lung Association, sulfur dioxide pollution can cause a range of health issues, including wheezing, shortness of breath, and chest tightness, all the way to the lungs losing their ability to function. The Health Association noted that children, the elderly, and people with asthma have an increased risk of hospitalization if exposed to the dangerous gas. Livingston's population of about 200 was told to evacuate by county officials, NBC News reported. A local middle school is currently serving as a temporary shelter. Specialized equipment is being deployed to conduct air monitoring in the area. CSX is in close contact with the Rockcastle County emergency teams as they continue to assess the situation, and we appreciate their swift response, CSX's statement continued. We will work together with the local authorities to secure the area, and safety is our top priority as we develop a recovery plan. The company added that it will provide meals and lodging for local residents impacted by the chemical spill. The declaration of the state of emergency announced that the Kentucky Division of Emergency Management will consult with the American National Red Cross and local officials to determine the need for emergency shelters for displaced families and shall coordinate with local government, school boards, and other organizations to determine the availability of schools and other facilities to be used as shelters during this emergency. Many people had to evacuate their homes and will be displaced for Thanksgiving, Governor Beshear said on X. By issuing a state of emergency, we are ensuring that every state resource is available to help keep our families safe, the governor said in a release from his office. Please stay clear of this area as state, local, and CSX officials respond. Department of Transportation, DOT, Secretary Pete Buttigieg has yet to release a public plan of action as a response to the train derailment and only had this to say on X the day after the disaster. Federal Railroad personnel are in the area to assist state, local, and federal partners in Livingston, Kentucky that are leading response to the CSX derailment, and I've spoken with Governor Beshear to offer support. If you are in that area, please follow guidance from local authorities. Buttigieg previously came under fire for his delayed response to the February 3 Norfolk Southern train derailment in East Palestine, Ohio. When the DOT secretary finally made a statement on the vinyl chloride chemical spill event that contaminated local waterways, he falsely blamed former President Donald Trump.